Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Off Newport Harbor, a boat sinks, right? It's pretty rare for a boat to sink. And 14 people had to be rescued off this boat, which is kind of a lot, right? Hope they all had life jackets or life preservers on.
Some scary moments off of Newport Harbor yesterday. Check this out. 14 people had to be rescued when a boat sank. There were no injuries, and Harbor Patrol is investigating exactly what happened.
Yeah. Oh, that's horrible, right? You get hyperthermia pretty quickly. Even though it's April, and the water is probably, I don't know, in the 60s, 70 degrees area, maybe less than that. It can wipe you out pretty good. You know, over the weekend, I went to Lake Castaic, and it's beautiful up there. It's a freshwater lake right near Magic Mountain, a little bit north of Magic Mountain. And they used to have a sheriff up there, right? They used to have sheriff's deputies patrol that area, but I guess there was some cutbacks. So it's just the lifeguards. And when the wind's up, 45, yesterday it was 35 to 45 mile an hour winds.
It was windy.
Yeah, and there's no breakwater when you come to bring your boat in. So there's like white caps. And when you have kids and, a lot of people on board, it gets hairy when you go to bring the boat in. But they had some really cool big lifeguards there that manhandled that boat and helped me throw it right up on that trailer. So I got to thank them for those guys. It was pretty cool.
So you can handle boats, huh?
Yes, I can. I grew up around boats, not ours, but we had family members, uncles, aunts had boats. But I will tell you this story. We got a boat during the pandemic because we just wanted to have something to get out and not be around everybody. And so you can get on your boat, no masks, there's no rules, there's no mask rule, there's no, five families, four families, whatever, you just get out and you go. So with the second time we went out on this boat, I was with we went for my daughter's birthday. So it was my daughter, a bunch of her friends, my wife, and my mother-in-law, my wife's mom. And my wife's mom, about halfway through the day of towing kids with the tubes and launching the boat, pulling the buoys, anchoring, having lunch, the whole run, right? Operating a boat is a lot when you have kids.
Yeah.
And you got to keep an eye on all those kids. They're all your responsibility 100% of the time you're on that boat, 100% of the time. So I'm nervous about it, right? It's not one of those things where you just have a couple beers and
you can't relax.
No, you don't, never hang. So about halfway through the day, my wife's mother says to me, she goes, you're pretty good about handling a boat for not knowing nothing about nothing. And my wife hears that like, what the F? Wow. I'm married to this guy. I got to go with this guy. She goes, you're pretty good about not knowing nothing about nothing. And Jen's like, okay, well, first of all, let's excuse the tremendously out of bounds and unusable grammar that comes along with that. Not knowing nothing about nothing. Let's stop with the double
negatives,
triple
right?
negatives. Yeah. But she said, look, he grew up around boats. He knows what he's doing. He's a responsible guy. He's not out here, drinking and smoking weed and jumping off the boat nude. He's just a normal dude.
But, I didn't know you grew up around boats.
Well, they weren't. We never had. Well, we had. That's not true. We had, a sailboat at one point, but it wasn't big. It was, four or five, passenger.
Where would
sailboat.
You take it out?
Out to Westlake, out in Thousand Oaks. My dad used to like to go out there.
Did you have to go through training to know what the jib? What's all
no,
that?
No, I think my dad showed us how.
That funny, Crozier?
Yes, very funny. Hilarious.
Yeah. You'll learn. When you get hit in the head with a boom a couple times, you'd know exactly what that is. But my mom had a boat for a while. She had this pontoon boat. And she got it to party with all her friends. And we liked to water ski. So we were always like the idiots on the lake water skiing behind a pontoon boat.
Can you even do that?
Yeah, it's like a big, huge.
You can get fast enough?
You got to really struggle. You got to, it's upright dock start. I mean, it's working your ass
this
off.
This is a whole side of you I didn't know.
But it's literally.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.